Editor. I am writing to comment on the town of Canmore's housing action plan. In quantifying the housing crisis, a declaration at the outset was made that Canmore has the highest wealth inequality level in the country. That statement by itself tells you exactly where this council is going with their housing action plan. One proposal among others to address this crisis was described as follows: higher taxes for those who do not qualify for the primary residence subclass should be meaningful. Subclass is a most appropriate term used here because members of this group who are not permanent occupants of their property could be subject to a discriminatory 50% increase in their property taxes. Having been a member of the so-called subclass for many years, I was surprised to learn I am responsible for this crisis because empty homes and homes that are infrequently occupied further contribute to the housing crisis by removing market opportunities for local residents. I would have never guessed how I use my home would be a contributor to this housing crisis. Canmore is a premier location to work, live and recreate in Alberta. It's why property values of all residential classes have skyrocketed. It is a privilege to be able to live and work in this town, not a right. So, if my taxes go up 50%, I have to wonder why the subclass are being selected to subsidize the privilege of living and working in Canmore. There is no other conclusion. This is a wealth tax. This additional revenue will do nothing but grow the housing committee bureaucracy and force out higher-income residents who have contributed meaningfully to the town's infrastructure and underlying business sector. Canmore's town council over the years has had many opportunities to plan and accept development proposals to address housing needs for the future. They have failed miserably, mostly due to extreme environmental, wildlife and now climate initiatives among others. So, confiscating the property of the aptly named subclass is simply a wealth transfer scheme that will mostly benefit the administrative class and do very little to address the housing crisis. John DeSternal, Canmore.